Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States welcomes the United Nations Security Council's presidential statement, which clearly condemns North Korea's attack on the South Korean naval vessel, the Chonan, and deplores the loss of 46 South Korean sailors who were killed in the attack. The statement underscores the findings and good work of the Joint Civilian-Military Investigation Group, which was led by South Korea and supported by experts from Australia, Canada, Sweden, the United Kingdom, and the United States. The Joint Investigation Group methodically examined the evidence, including recovered torpedo parts, and reviewed information in an objective effort to determine the cause and responsibility for the incident. The investigative team concluded that the Chonan was sunk by a North Korean torpedo fired by a North Korean submarine. This conclusion is reflected in the Council's statement of deep concern. The message to the North Korean leadership, said U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Susan Rice, is crystal clear. The Security Council condemns and deplores this attack. It warns against any further attacks and insists on full adherence to the Korean Armistice Agreement. The Security Council's actions, said U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, underscores the unity of the international community and the reality that a peaceful resolution of the issues on the Korean Peninsula will only be possible if North Korea fundamentally changes its behavior. It must comply with international law and obligations, live up to its commitments in the six-party joint statement of 2005, including the verifiable denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. The commitment of the United States to South Korea's security and sovereignty, said Secretary Clinton, is unwavering. The United States applauds South Korea's careful handling of this situation, and the U.S. joins the Security Council again in expressing its deepest condolences to the families and friends of the victims of this tragic attack.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.